Today's Tisha B'Av, and therefore I'm not permitted to start out with my usual greeting of hello, which is not appropriate on Tisha B'Av. So I'll simply begin with story number one. This is a story which is told by the Semach Tzedek, and that is the third Chabad Rebbe. His name was also Menachem Mendel. He lived in the early 1800s, the middle 1800s. And he told a story about the Ruzhin HaRav, Yisrael Ruzhin. In fact, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe that Tzemach Tzedek referred to the Ruzhin HaRav as the Heiliger Ruzhin HaRav, the Holy Ruzhin HaRav. And in fact, this story is also quoted in the Sefer Menhagim, the book of Chabad customs, which was not written by the Rebbe, but it was looked over carefully by the Rebbe. So the story goes as follows. The Holy Ruzhin HaRav would urge his chassidim to stay far away from depression and even not to have bitter thoughts. And therefore, it was not uncommon for the chassidim to sometimes play practical jokes just to keep in a good mood. On Tisha B'Av, they would throw berelach, which are like thistles, little kinds of sharp things that stick to your clothes, at each other. And then, this was on Tisha B'Av. And then one time, somebody came up with the idea to open the rooftop of the Beis Medrash and lower a rope that has a noose at the end. When someone would enter the Beis Medrash, the Chassidim on the roof would throw the noose down on them and tighten it and pull them upside down. And that's what they were doing on Tisha B'Av. We'll soon see that it's important to mourn the Chorban, the entire Tisha B'Av, but we'll also soon see the role of Simcha all the time serving Hashem, even including Tisha B'Av. So we'll soon see. But who should enter all of a sudden into the shul, into the Beis Medrash? Was the Ruzhin HaRav himself, the Rebbe, and he walked straight into the trap before they recognized who it was. The Chassidim on the roof tightened the noose and pulled it up. And they suddenly saw that they had actually pulled up, upside down, their own Rebbe. Quickly, they lowered him down. And the Ruzhin HaRav said, "Look, Rabbanu Shelolam, master of the world, master of the universe, if your children cannot respect your Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av, then please take it away from them." Which, of course, he meant that the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av, which is now a very sad day, should be transformed into an actual Yom Tov. As the Pasuk says about Tisha B'Av, that it should be transformed into a day of Sasam V'Simcha, Yom Tov, and joy, which of course will happen with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The idea of mourning for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash only applies when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But obviously we want Mashiach to come immediately and build the Beis HaMikdash, and then it will be a Yom Tov. So here we have a very strange story, though. Here is a Rebbe who encourages Chassidim to be always happy, and therefore it led to them actually making a joke, and it was very disrespectful, obviously, to pull the Rebbe upside down. Now, of course, we have a famous quotation from the Rebbe as a result. The Ruzhin HaRav said, "Rabbanu Shel Olam, if your children cannot respect your Yom Tov, take it away from them." Which, of course, was a tefillah that, seemingly, that Hashem should take away the sadness of Tisha B'Av. So the Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, explains, and he says as follows, "Truth is that in the town of Lubavitch, some parts of Tisha B'Av were joyous. How can this be? After all, halacha is very specific. Even learning Torah is very limited only to those parts of Torah which are appropriate for Tisha B'Av. Parts of Torah that talk about the destruction, laws about mourning and so forth, and Torah which is higher than time and space, but still, the Torah we learn on Tisha B'Av has to be limited. So how can we be happy on any part of Tisha B'Av?" But the Rebbe explains that crying and mourning the Chorban, although we have to do it all the time during Tisha B'Av, That is mourning. The Churban has to be done during the Tisha B'Av, but that's not actually the essence of Tisha B'Av. It's, of course, very important that we should also be B'Simcha, because the only way to bring the Geula is through Simcha. The only way to bring Geula in our heart, and the only way to bring Geula in the general sense, is through Simcha. And therefore, we have to try to be B'Simcha. Now, as a matter of fact, we have this source in the Gemara itself. And this is story number two. It's a story which is told, referenced by the Shaar Kavanos, which is Reb Chaim Vital, who was the primary student of the Arizal. And he writes as follows. In the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, we actually add in to the Shmona Esrei words of Nechama, of comfort. And that's exactly the time that the Beis HaMikdash was burning. So what comfort is there in the Beis HaMikdash burning? Chas v'shalom. But as a matter of fact, the Gemara tells us that that's exactly what happened. That as the Beis HaMikdash was burning, there were Yidden that were rejoicing. Why? Because they saw the fulfillment of Hashem's promise that Hashem would take out his anger on the wood and stones instead of on the Yidden themselves. Although it was a terrible, terrible time, and unfortunately thousands and maybe even millions of Yidden were killed, but not all of the Yidden were wiped out. Although it seemed that all Yidden might be wiped out on Tisha B'Av, Chas v'Shalom, but instead the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and there was a certain number of Yidden that were saved. Besides that, the Reb Chaim Vital writes, his Rebbe, the Arizal himself, said that at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Mashiach was actually born, meaning that the neshama of Mashiach began to be revealed in the world. And one of the names of Mashiach is Menachem. And in fact, the month of Av is also called Menachem Av. And not only that, as the Rebbe writes, that if a person on a document writes the word Menachem, by itself, it's generally accepted as the name of the month. Although the full name is Menachem Av, and Av is also sufficient on a document, but Menachem is also sufficient on a document, many documents, because it's the month of Menachem Av, that there is a certain comfort in the month, and that is, as the Gemara tells us, because Hashem did not destroy the Yidden entirely, and also because Mashiach was born. As we told the story the other day from the Gemara, that Mashiach was born at that time, the Gemara says, and that means that the neshama of Mashiach became more and more revealed. So what does this mean for us? Of course, we have to mourn the Churban, the entire Tisha B'Av, no question about it. But at the same time, we have to know that deep underneath, the very essence of Tisha B'Av is not actually mourning for the Churban. It's really hoping for the Geula. May it happen immediately. May all of us join together to be transported to Yerushalayim. And even still, before Tisha B'Av is over here in Cincinnati, we should be witness to the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt and the final Geula coming. This story is dedicated to Refuah Shleima from Moshe Zelig and Rachel Devara. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.